You're tuned to Ma'Allah with Sheikh Zakaria Samir.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With all of you, respected listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Welcome to another program of Mashura. And inshallah, we're going to start straight away since that our time is very limited now. So we're going to start firstly with the topic itself. Let us hear what the topic is talking about. Thereafter, we will start receiving your messages, inshallah. My engineer will be playing to you the topic of the Mashura, and thereafter, we will start taking your voice messages, inshallah. Let us listen to the Mashura. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, into another new Mashura today. In fact, I do have an issue that I have received from a young lady. She says, well, I'm going to read, I read the story already, the message, and I would like to narrate it to you. In a form of a narration, not in the form of reading word by word from her message. She says, I am 23 years old only. I have married twice. When I was 19, then I was divorced. And when I was 21, and I was divorced. Divorced twice. The reason is my people. They interfere in my life, in my husband's life, to the extent that he cannot take it anymore. I know them, I am their daughter. But the man who doesn't know them, he cannot take them. And I had no fault whatsoever on those two divorces. It was because of them, could not take the interference of my family in his life and my life. I am fed up of this as well, and I cannot continue with this. So that is why I'm going to make a decision. And I want, before I start with this decision to be done, I would like to take your Mashura with regards to what I am going to do. And whether it is right or wrong, I'm going to take my niqab off. I'm going to join the WhatsApp for the first time in my life. And I'm going to look for a proper work for me to be done. Proper work for me to approach and try to get a job. I'm not going to worry about what the people are going to say about me. I'm not going to worry about whether my parents are unhappy with what I have decided, because they have chosen for me the beginning and they have chosen for me the end in those two marriages, which affected me tremendously. I am going to be connected to Allah as I am. That I cannot change. But what I am about to do, is it right or wrong? I need to know that it's not me only who is saying this. There is somebody else who is saying this too. So I'm not wrong. I am right. Let me know if I am wrong or right. Please help me as I am about to explode. Jazakum Allah khair. Yes, respected listener, that was the story that I have received from this young lady, and she needs your mashura. She needs your opinion, and I'm sure that you will give her the right one. Although I don't want to comment nothing, absolutely nothing. I want to hear from you. I want everybody to hear from you. And that girl or that lady is saying actually that her parents might not be listeners of this station, Merkez Sahaba, but at least I will be listening. But at least there will be somebody who is going to learn from this experience. Yes, respected listener, every mashura is a lesson for each and every one of us. But we need to learn. We need to learn. Respected listener, before I actually end up with this, I would like to invite you, inshallah, every Saturday between 6:30 and 8:00 for a wonderful, interesting family program presented by myself. So I need you, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, to listen to this program and give me a feedback and tell me how it is. The program has been starting now for a couple of weeks, so you need to catch up and don't miss out on this unique type of a program. Jazakallah khair, shukran jazilan, awaiting for your response with regards to our mashura. Shukran, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا حليم رحمن يرحم من يشاء تواب يغفر من أناب القلب يدعو راجيا يرجو رحمة التواب
رحمن يرحم من يشاء تواب يغفر من أناب
والقلب يدعو راجيا يرجو رحمة التواب
يا رزاق يا كريم يا فتاح يا عليم
رزاق يرزق
Welcome back to your program, Mashura. You know the number, obviously. It is 084-786-3132. You may record your message to us and send it immediately right now because our time is much more shorter than before. So we can at least play all the messages that we receive. We will start with the first response from a listener that doesn't have a name there. Let us start with this one first.
Wa alaikum salam, respected Mulana. Firstly, I feel her pain and desperateness to get out of the web because not once but twice. It is a common problem that parents do interfere, but I think that you should stay separate and think, make rules to your parents that you are not going to allow them to solve any problems you have in your near future marriage. But you love them and respect them a lot. And take your issues to an ulama as you did now. As you say, you in niqab, you must be a fearing person for Allah. because it is not a joke and not everyone has the courage to be in parda. Do not remove your parda, my sister. Stay away from the social media because you are in a pure person now from the web. If you get into it, you'll be sending Molana a more desperate question to Molana later that how do I get out of this web? My beautiful sister in Islam, Allah loves you. Do not remove your parda. Do not get into the web.
Wonderful advice, mashallah, from the dear sister. Although we don't know her name, but it's not important. The name is not important to us. What is important is the opinion. This lady is saying, do not come out of your parda. You are pure and remain pure. Do not get engaged into the web of the shaitan. You are not involved in WhatsApp. Why would you go to WhatsApp? And you might be disheartened and you might be disappointed, worse than what you have, what has happened to you previously. Consult, stay a bit far away from them by any of the members of the family. Obviously, make your own decision and make sure that it is coming from heart, a heart that is full of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good advice, mashallah. Jazakallah khair, sister. Although this is the first time I hear your voice, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, that is because of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's acceptance for this program. Inshallah, we'll hear your mashura over and over by the time goes, inshallah, rabbil alameen. Shukran jazeelan, welcome to mashura. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, respected listener, we have many listeners who are contributing into this matter, and we rather go into the next message straight away. While we are waiting for your message on 084-786-3132, make sure that it is a voice message, please. Jazakallah khair. Now we have the message of Sister Farzana Mustafa. This listener is a really loyal listener to Merkez Sahaba, specifically for Mashura and other programs, inshallah. May Allah keep you always listening to us, Sister Farzana. We are so proud that we have you as one of our listeners. Let us listen to what our Sister Farzana had to say with regards to this matter.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Maaf, I didn't respond to your previous ones. I was a bit busy, maaf. Actually, I really want to say, number one, she was married once and twice. The first time she didn't learn from her mistake. She went back to the second time, and yes, she got divorced again. We all know we are also, we do have faults and failures. We also learn from them. So the first time people was interfering in a marriage, she could have done something. The second time, she could have definitely learned. If it was the first time that you're saying that, oh, the people broke your marriage and it wasn't you at fault and nothing was wrong with you and there and there and whatever it is, let me tell you something. I'm so sorry to be rude. I'm not rude. I'm straight at what I say. If you know what happened in your first marriage, why did you go through it the second marriage? You would have kept a distance between the people that's poking finger in your life. If you really loved your husband and you felt that you was, as you say, there's nothing wrong at all with you, then definitely your second marriage would have worked. You would have said, you know what? This is my husband. This is my house. This is my life. And whether you like it or you don't like it, and I would like y'all in the name of Allah. But please, the first time y'all did it to me, please don't do it to me the second time. You have a mind. Don't make mind over matters. You made mind over matters, which is wrong. Not the first time, not the second time. Then you say you want to change your life. I fail to understand what make you say you want to change your life. Well, your life wasn't changed the first and the second time. Now you want to get into WhatsApp chatting. You want to do this. You want to do that. If you say you was not at fault in anything And yes, you believe, we all believe in Allah. So what is the problem? The first time, okay, maybe there was a lot of faults. But the second time, you yourself could have rectified it and make this marriage work. You could have seen what they did to you the first time and what's going to happen to you the second time. You yourself could have put your foot down. Let me tell you something. But people, being Islam women, so the first thing they think, no, I'm going to start doing as I please. I'm going to go on WhatsApp. I am going to take up my hijab. Yes, I will. But don't you all think you're allowing Satan to control you? You all are doing the wrong. You continue wearing what you all wear. Continue only believing in Allah. You will never know what a U-turn Allah can make for you. But you all are getting deeper into more problem. Showing one what the person showing you bad and you showing them bad again. No, it's not going to work. It's never going to work like that. It's you has to put things right. If the first time you know what happened to you, you should surely put an end to it at the second time. I'm so sorry to say you this, that think properly what you are doing. Make a good decision on yourself. But I really feel that you also, maybe there is some faults on you, because the first time you should have learned not to make your second husband go through the same problem. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah khair, sister Farzana Mustafa. I felt your words coming from your heart. It's as if you are talking to your own daughter. MashaAllah, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And I am with you that she should have actually learned from the first mistake. Now she went deeper with the second mistake. And she is, as you have mentioned, that it's not going to happen. It's the change is not going to happen by you taking off your parda or starting to chat on WhatsApp. It's not going to change. It is you who needs to change. You who needs to show people that when I do something, I might listen to your comments, but I don't have to listen to your words to obey. And I am independent. This is what you're saying, Farzana Mustafa. And I do appreciate that very much. Jazakallah khair. Shukran jazilan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Moving to the next message, let us listen to this message.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana. Very sad to hear this lady's story. We all married, we have our ups and downs, but there was no interference from parents or families or friends. I have daughters that are married, I have son-in-laws, we don't interfere in their married life. We don't ask them where they're going, what they're doing, and why did they do that. As long as they're on the right path, on Sirat al-Mustaqim, we have no problem. When they have a problem, we are there for them, taking care of them or taking care of the grandkids. It's overwhelming to take care of the grandchildren. And it's a sawab as well from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To this girl, she shouldn't have had pressure from other people, because they are not running her life. And there's always somebody there to try and interfere in your marriage, break up your marriage. But they don't think that, no matter whoever is not watching, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching. And one day is going to catch up with them. To her, she should not do anything wrong. She should go and find a job, as long as she's on the Sharia, as long as she's got hijab on, as long as she's dressed respectably, Islamically. I don't think there's a problem if she works. She should work. She should go have her adab, go and work, and show the people that had brought her down so badly that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can achieve anything. If you put Allah first, you will never go astray. So all the best to her. And the program is MashaAllah Maulana. We listen to it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected sister. And actually, I'm glad to receive your message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you, insha'Allah, the best of this world and the next world. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Yes, if she wants to work and if she wants to be productive type of a member of the community, yes, we don't have a problem with that as long as she maintains all the ruling, the Islamic ruling, the Sharia ruling intact. And she doesn't have to make extreme type of changes, but she needs to build up her characteristics in a form that we can say it is positive. We actually, on the other hand, say no interference, no interference, unless you are allowed to do that to those parents or the cousins or the uncles or whoever is in the family. We are not to interfere because that is the children's lives, and we are to make dua for them, guide them if it is needed, put them on the right track if it is needed as well. Besides that, we are not to interfere. Jazakallah khair, sister. Shukran jazilan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Going ahead to Sister Amina. Sister Amina has sent us two messages. Let us listen to her messages.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh Zakaria, and all the listeners, to the sister as well. With regards to your divorces that you have had, I'm very sorry to hear about it. May Allah make it easy for you, inshallah, ameen. What your parents has actually done is very wrong. They shouldn't have gotten involved in your marriage and have actually caused problems in your marriage to the effect that you have gotten divorced. Still, they do deserve your respect. I don't say you're not respecting them, though. It's just a bit of advice that I'm adding. But with regards to the wrongs that they are doing, you don't need to obey them when they are doing wrongs and in encouraging you to do wrong things and what they are doing. As far as your niqab is concerned, I would actually advise you. I would actually advise you not to take off your niqab, and I would actually give you some experience that I had. Actually, one day I was walking to the shop, and an African lady was walking the other way, but she had to pull her T-shirt over her head while I showed her I have my burqa on my head, which is keeping me protected from the rain. And Allah blesses us in lots of ways. And that is for Allah's pleasure that we as women have to cover ourselves. So don't let them make you go to the extent of actually taking off your niqab. With regards to the WhatsApp group, I've actually got a WhatsApp group, and I'm going to, inshallah, leave my number with Sheikh Zakaria if you would like to join. Inshallah, we would like to talk, inshallah. May Allah make it easy for you. Again, I advise the amal, which is 100 times Durood Sharif, 500 times La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah, and again 100 times Durood Sharif. Sit for 10 minutes for full conviction, no disturbance, either after Fajr or after Isha. And make dua every day to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala can help you, take you out of these difficulties that you are, and guide you to the right decision. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sister Amina, good advice, mashallah, Rabbil Alameen. And good proposal too, that if you want to talk to the right people. Don't go and join any other groups and let them attract you with whatever they have there. But she is offering you to even that you might join her group. They talk Islamic stuff. They advise each other. They actually bring more information to each other. That is what we can use this technology for. But other people use it in a different direction, and we don't want to go there. But for your niqab, keep it, because it's a purity. And you need to have that. You need to have the burqa to keep you pure all the time, inshallah. Wonderful message from Sister Amina, adding to that the amal that she always emphasizes upon. And if it did not show her good results, she wouldn't have kept on advising us to keep on doing that amal. Jazakallah khair, Sister Amina. Shukran jazilan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We will go to the next message, respected listener, and it's coming from Rabia Kasim. Let us hear what Rabia has to say to us.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mulana. First, let me tell you, I'm very proud of this girl that came forward and took off whatever is in her chest, that the life that she's been leading, and twice in her life she had breakdowns. No, Mulana, enough is enough. Parents should now realize they are destroying the children's life by interfering in their lives, Mulana. Please let go of them. Once you break the child's nikah, she's not yours. Leave her to live her life. Let her be the boss of her house. Let her do what her daily chores, what she needs to do. Don't dictate to her what she must do and what she must wear. And no, she was in your house, you all had her. Now she's out of your house one time. This girl went twice into disaster. And I want to salute her, Mulana. She's one of the women that we should salute, because why? She's so strong to come forward and tell you, give her mashura of what she's going through. To her, my daughter, I would like to say you are strong. Carry on. This time, do what your heart tells you and go forward in your life. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah khair, Apa Rabia Kasim. Encouraging mashura, this one. This is encouraging mashura. It motivates our listener here to proceed and go ahead, inshallah, as long as everything, the sharia is maintained. Go ahead, never mind. This is not the end of life. But this needed a very strong girl to come and open up and say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Tell me, what should I do? Is it right to do this? This is wonderful, really. And I add my voice to Aparabia to salute this girl. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect her and safeguard her into her new life, inshallah. Jazakallah khair, Apa Arabia. Very encouraging mashura. Shukran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Next listener, that is Sister Shamim. Let us listen what Sister Shamim had to say about this.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Respected Sheikh and esteemed listeners, to my sister out there, it is sad that you had to go through so much. It just a word of advice is to you, is please consider your third mission properly before anything becomes a disaster for you again. As for your parents, they need to understand that parents should not be biased when it comes to their children. As you love your daughter, you should love your son-in-law. And in Islam, we are taught that never ever to interfere in someone's marriage, especially when they are a married couple and if they had made decisions. We cannot, as parents, interfere in that matter. A very good example your parents should ponder on is that our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never
ever interfere in the marriages of his daughters. Alhamdulillah for that. We should be parents that understand our children, also their partners. Do not bring confusion into our children's lives. I think that you should also consider speaking to an alim, educating your parents in this field. It seems like they lack this kind of knowledge. May Allah grant them hidayat. May Allah grant them the knowledge of seeking for help, and do not let them lose these bounties that Allah has given to them as parents. Let them gain rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being good parents. May you also try to understand your parents, talk to them, relate matters to them where they're not supposed to interfere in, and I hope that they will consider everything that is told to them and change to be better parents. May Allah grant them tawfiq, and also to you, may your third mission be accomplished in the best possible way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I also think that you went a bit astray when you just got divorced. You should have spoken about this to somebody, an alim. Try to reconcile matters and make your husband understand that these people are old and sometimes they're not knowledgeable of matters. But Allah knows what's best. I hope the best for you. Shukran, my sister.
And shukran to you, Sister Shamim. Jazakallah khair for the good advice and the good mashura. You emphasized upon that we are not to interfere in our children's lives after they are engaged now with another partner who is not of us from a different family. We must now connect the two families together, the backgrounds together, and we are not to interfere with them unless they ask for mashura and they ask for opinion. Sister Shamim even said that she might have went wrong when she did not involve some members of the community into this matter of hers. And she left it until it became a divorce the first time and divorce the second time. Allah knows best, and this is exactly what I believe in. Allah knows best. Allah knows why this happened. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is keeping for you something, inshallah, which is better than those two experiences. And she made dua for you, respected listener, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible for you to see happiness after those two experiences. MashaAllah, very good mashura, Sister Shamim. Jazakallah khair. Looking forward to hear from you again and again, inshallah, on mashura. Shukran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Listener, Sister Sharifa Douglas. And as you know, Sister Sharifa Douglas doesn't actually send us voice messages, but she sends us some good, valuable opinion in the form of a text message. Let me tell you what she is saying today. Salams. Maaf, sister, but clearly your parents have every right to interfere based on this foolish and childish decision you are thinking of. there are a few issues at hand here. First, you are still very young and have your life ahead of you. Second, your parents are not entirely to be blamed for your divorce, because you could have prevented if you tried hard enough. Your parents might interfere, but the final decision is yours and your husband's. You all should actually have made sabr and tried to save the marriage. You should have spoken to your parents about your concerns. Your decision now shows that you are still immature and not capable of making informed choices. You are planning to spit your parents, but it will not solve your problem. Harsh one, hard one, but yeah, we can say it's a view, it's an opinion. Jazakallah khair, Sister Sharifa Douglas, for your opinion, and I am sure that many of us share this opinion with you. Yes, I raised you up, I brought you up, I spend my time, my effort, my sacrifice over you to see you happy, not to see you in a disaster. So you should have built some points in your characteristic in order to be firm, to be like, yes, I can interfere, but certain matter to a certain line. There you need to stop me. Okay, daddy, khalas, I heard your opinion. Let me continue and let me see what I'm going to do. I'm going to speak with him. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But you should have played a role. You shouldn't have been so negative, like waiting for things to happen. It's like you and your father and mother are married to the man, not like you are alone. And this is what Sister Sharifa Douglas is saying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. Do not do something that you might regret later on. Shukran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Surah, inshallah, it's coming from brother and sister Omar. Let us listen to what they say.
Welcome, Sheikh. I hope that you are well with Allah's kudrat. My opinion about this sister, I am just very sad for her, as you have mentioned, that she's been divorced twice at such a young age. My advice to her is, I wouldn't want her to let down her niqab, because that is like, you know, you giving the satisfaction to her parents. She must show them, you know, I can be a better Muslim, but still I'm wearing my niqab, and you know, if I need advice or help, I'll turn to Allah, as Allah is the best. It will give you the best of advice, you know. Turn to Allah sincerely. Don't lose your niqab and anything, because you are a Muslim, and that is how a Muslim dress. And also, what I'm very sad about the parents behaving like this. She must take, my opinion is, she must take a learned person or even a member of the family, you know, like an elderly person, and go to the parents and tell them her honest opinion, you know. Once she's married, but in a nice manner, without losing any respect for her parents, because no matter what, they are still her parents. She must tell them in a nice manner, you know, I am married now, and I've made my life now with my husband, and I will still keep my respect for you guys, but this is not on for you to interfere in my marriage. Because at the end of the day, you know, how will I find happiness if you keep on interfering in my life and you're going to make my life miserable as it is already? So please, I mean, the sister, go and take an elderly person or a learned person and go speak to your parents and tell them exactly how you feel. But what you are going to do, you might end up ending the wrong, you're making the wrong decision by letting down your niqab, going on WhatsApp. You might get with the, you know, get in contact with wrong friends, teach you wrong things, and drive you away from Allah. So rather, go on your musalla, read extra salah, and ask Allah for advice, you know. And I'm sure Allah won't disappoint. Allah has never disappointed us. So my opinion is, turn to Allah and take somebody, and Allah will teach you and lead you in the right direction. But don't ever, ever turn your back on Him and on your back on your deen, because this is exactly what you're going to do by making your decision. And I believe this is a wrong decision you're making. And really, really, go sit down with your parents. You are still very young, my sister. You can get somebody, you know, but only if you speak to your parents and explain to them. I would love to have them in my life as well. And, you know, as a married lady. But with your rate, the rate they are going on and continue doing, it's not going to give me happiness. So, Sheikh, I don't know if I'm making sense, but this lady, please don't go do that, what you're saying you want to do. Stay with your niqab, turn to Allah, and you know, read your Quran, and believe me, your life will stay on track, inshallah. Allah will give you somebody that is, you know, right for you, and that will stand up to your parents, but not in a rude manner. You still maintain that respect. But tell them, you know, mommy or daddy, this is where I draw the line. But tell them in a nice manner, without any respect being lost from your side. Tell them, this is where I draw the line. Because I need at the end of the day to respect my husband's wishes as well, as long as it doesn't show any disrespect to them. Jazakallah, Sheikh, I hope I've made sense. And that it's been of any help to the sister. Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sister Rashida Umar, very good advice, mashallah. It makes lots of sense, of course. And preserves the respect for the parents. I can say my opinion, but I don't have to be rude and I don't have to shout or insult or swear or anything as such. I can give my opinion, but I have to be respectful, especially for my parents. And I'm sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide me if I ask Him for guidance. MashaAllah, very much to the point. Jazakallah khair, Sister Rashida Umar. Shukran. Waiting for your next mashura, inshaAllah, Rabbil Alameen. Shukran, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Let's go ahead with our Sister Razia. Let us hear what Sister Razia had to say.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Zakaria. This was Sister Razia. Salams. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Zakaria, and to all the listeners. How are you all? To my sister, how are you? I am so sorry to hear your predicament. You see, my sister, after the first marriage, you should have moved out if you were staying with your parents. And if you were staying on your own, then you should have moved away from your hometown. Plan B for you, my darling, is first calm down. Do you have any relatives that you could live with? If not, then until you get married again, inshallah, you must move far away where no one can interfere with your marriage. I don't want to sound cruel by telling you this and separating you from your family. You can go and visit them. It is not a sin, cause you get girls getting married far away from home, and we cannot stop that. I know you're frustrated, but by taking out your niqab is not an answer to your situation. Maybe you were kept too strict, and that is why you're retaliating by saying that you're going to go on WhatsApp. Use your phone, but not for the wrong intentions. Never ever forget Allah and His ni'mats on you. Turn to Him and carry on making your salah and dua to Him. He is Ghafur Rahim. Two wrongs don't make a right, sister. Keep Allah in your life. Everything will come right, inshallah. You will get married and Allah will bless you with kids. Don't give up hope. Just carry on with your good work. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Zakaria.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh, Sister Razia, mashallah, good mashura, mashallah. Sister Razia said that two wrongs doesn't make right. And you must not lose hope. Stay away from your family and try to have a good relationship with them. Try to prepare, inshallah, for a new experience, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, by you getting married for again, inshallah, and it might be the final time that you get married, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, and you will see happiness, definitely. Shukran, Aparazia. Shukran, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Let's move to our next message that is coming from Sister Shahida Hassan. Let us hear what Sister Shahida Hassan had to say.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh Zakaria, to you and your listeners. I hope you're all well, all good on my side. Shukran, alhamdulillah. And regarding this child, well, to me, she's a child, she's only 23 years old. And I can relate to your feelings, my child, because my daughter has been through two times already, but that was her own choice. So now I tell you, to your parents, they should not be doing this. They should be encouraging you to make a home. To make a home for a child is very hard, because you've got to see to the person's background and where and how. But whatever you have decided now, I hope you made the right decision. And yes, you should move on with your life. Go to work. You are young. You are very young. You actually need to find yourself a job, find friends, go out, go into the open. Sometimes we keep our children so restricted that when they have to go through this problem, we don't know what's happened. They don't know how to face the outside world because we've always kept them indoors. So my girl, if you're making this decision to move on, you feel you need to find somebody to later on, not now, when maybe when you are more mature, you'll think in a mature manner, and it will help you make a right decision. But if you want to go to work, I think you should go to work, and maybe your life will change. But I hope for the best. I hope whatever decision you make, it is good decision, right decision. And to your parents, I think we as parents, we always keep our children very tightly tied up, but sometimes we need to let go as well. As parents, we need to let go, let our children spread their wings. They need to find their own responsibility and take care of themselves, and also that's how our children mature in a way. So to that mother and father, it is hard, it can be very difficult. I know, being a parent, I know what it is like. Sometimes we have to grind our teeth, swallow the bitter pill for our children's happiness. So if this is what lies in her happiness, you have to let your child go. But give her your du'as also. And also, if you have given yourself to Allah, I say, go on your musalla, make your du'as, inshallah, all your du'as will be answered. And I hope all the best for you. And to the parents, to your parents, also to them, they just need to have a lot of strength and a lot of courage to let you go. Inshallah, I hope all works out for you. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sister Shahida Hassan, I agree with you. I agree with your opinion that we are holding our children so close to us, so tied to us, that they depend on us even to take and make some decisions that they are supposed to be participating in their decision too. We keep them so under our wings that we don't want them to face any wind and any rain and any some change in their lives. You know, by the end of the day, they will collapse. If you don't train them, if you don't give them the opportunity to say the opinion, do whatever they feel like it's right to do, while you are alive, while they are under your custody, while they are under your wings, you can still let them do this and see the mistakes that they do. And thereafter, they will learn. They will never fall again into the same hole again. So we need to train our children. This life is not like Jannah or anything. You will suffer, you will struggle, you will see problems. It is not over at all. It is not over. It's always there is something new that will happen in your life. And how will you manage to face it if you are not equipped to do this? Jazakallah khair, sister Shahida Hassan. Shukran jazilan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's move to sister Shinaz. Let's hear what sister Shinaz has to say about this one.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Zakaria. Yeah, this story is, you know, it's, I have no words for it, basically. Because, I mean, that young girl, she got married so young, and that marriage broke, and again, she was still young, and then the marriage broke, and she says her husband was a nice person, and it's because of her parents. Which is totally wrong. Why did she wait for the second marriage to break? Why didn't she go to the ulema? Go. There is people out there to help you, my brother. There is people. If she's so intelligent, I mean, her first marriage broke and yet she said it's because of her parents. And so then why did she allow them to break the second marriage? Why didn't she go and ask for help? Seek help. Seek help. There is someone out there to help you. What kind of a young married woman you are, when you can say it to Markaz Saba, you can send the message that your marriage broke because of your parents, your two marriages broke because of them. So why did you wait for the next marriage to break? Why didn't you go further and deal with the situation with certain people? I mean, obviously she maybe got parents, and what about her husband's parents? And why? It's a very confusing matter, Brother Zakaria, because this girl, she got married, fair enough. And then now she says she wants to carry on with her life and she's not going to worry about them, but she's going to have always be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not the point. She got to get some of, I mean, today we all have parents. If our parents is late, oh, I've got no parents. So if I need to know something, or maybe if I don't worry about the families will worry about me, so I will talk to a Molana. So the Molana will tell me, okay, this is what you do. Go to the, you know, and get yourself involved with people who can help you. It's not only your parents can help you. It's not only your brothers and sisters can help you. We're living in the scary world, scary time that, in fact, the parents are not for you. Your family is not for you. But Allah is for all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for all. People got to think out there, if there's nobody for them, but Allah is for you, for all. Everything is in the Quran about when you have a problem, what do you do and how do you handle the situation. Now this child, I really don't know. I've got no words for her because she wants to carry on her own and do as long as she don't do the wrong thing. But all that, this is what I can say, Brother Zakaria. She must get herself involved in the Islam world. Talk to a Maulana, go to an Alim, talk to her. Or there is the Ulema there. They can talk. There's a certain places there where you can go and seek help from. Because today in this world we're living, it's a scary world. Our families won't help us. Only Allah can help us. And only, you know, other people, if you go and ask them, they will help you. But not your family. Today we're living in a very... Imagine if their own parents can break both homes. So think about it. This child, she must go ahead and don't go and put her feet in another wrong direction, because at the end of the day, even if her parents was involved in breaking up her two marriages, and what kind of a husband did she have? Why didn't he tell them, why didn't he do something? Go further, go and tell his parents, let his parents do something, or he should go further to the Maulana and talk to a Maulana, then get involved in the Ulema and stuff like that. There's so many different ways that you can sort your problem out. That's all. Tell her she must just do that. That's all I can say, Brother Zakaria. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Appa Shinaz, very good advice. MashaAllah. Now, even if she cannot actually listen to it now, but others are listening, Appa Shinaz, and I'm sure that they have learned a lesson from your Mashura regarding this topic. Shukran jazilan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I don't know if we can take the last message coming from Bibi Aisha. Let us play it and see what we can do.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother. You are right. I am going to give her my opinion and the right one too. Inshallah. This young lady here is asking for a help now, after making a decision and going her own way. The story of hers is not really complete, because she's only talking about people, through this one, through that one, she had a divorce. Okay. But she is not telling anything about the man she got married, what he had to say. If he was okay with her, they were getting on with their life or whatever they were doing, why worry about people? They are interfering. She should have thought about this before asking for help now. Because she wants to take a niqab off. Niqab is not important in making a decision. Niqab is not the issue here. Niqab is something, is a part of your hijab. It's a respect, is a mark of respect. And it does not prevent you from making a decision. You made a harsh decision, sister. You should not have done this. You should have looked at your stories from every angle, every avenue, which is possible, which is the easy way. Should I not? Should I consult the people? Oh, were you feeling shame? There is nothing to feel shame about it. As I say, today in this world, there is plenty of people who's willing to help you.
Wonderful Mashura, but it came a bit late, so we could not play it all. Jazakallah khair, sister Bibi Aisha. Shukran jazilan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With this, we come to the end of today's program, respected listener. From me, Zakaria Samir, I would end it with Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
مع الله في لألآتي.